1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. CJCS is celebrating its 100th anniversary, and you might not know this, but Liz Cooper has spent some time here at CJCS. Of course, we hear her updates with United Way Perth Huron, and Liz Cooper joins us in studios with, I know, some great memories. Elizabeth, wonderful to see you.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's great to be back in the studios, and great to share some memories with you.
For sure. Now, first off, though, I want to know, Anna Green Gables with the Kiwanis Festival of Performing Arts, how did that go? You were involved in that.
I was. That was it was kind of like an operetta. It was really great. There was a adult ensemble as well as a children's ensemble. And the children were actually much better than the adults. Oh. I have to say, they were so good.
Nice.
So cute. So we sang most of the songs from the musical with a little bit of sprinkling of dialogue. So lots of the girls got to play Anne. So it wasn't just one Anne.
Okay.
There was four or five that played Anne, and then four or five that played Marilla and Mrs. Spencer and Rachel Lind and all of that. So we all got a little taste of each little role and then the music. And it was wonderfully directed by the amazing Diana LeBlanc and Scott Beaudin, who's the lead singer in Downey Street Collective.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah. So what talent. My gosh.
We had some amazing talent directing us. I hope that we did them proud.
I'm sure you did.
It was,
well, good for you for being involved in that.
Fun experience. Yeah, only one show. We only did one show.
Yeah,
so
that's
you
the thing.
Put in so much work, but it's just the way that it worked out, and it was just a fundraiser for the Kiwanis Music Festival.
Yeah, but what a great community event. And Liz, you were here at CJCS Radio. You and I have worked together over the years, but folks may not know your background here at CJCS.
Yeah, sure. Well, I was a stay-at-home mom for a little while, raising my boys, and then decided that I needed to get back into the workforce, so I sent my resume to Steve and Carolyn Ray, who were, of course, the owners back in the day. And I guess started around 2008, I'm trying to decide. And I was hired to revamp your website.
Right. Yes.
It was 2 hours a day. Steve said, that's all I can afford. So can you work 2 hours a day? And I said, perfect. So you did have an existing website, but I hired a local gal to do all the back end work. And of course, websites back then were booming. You had to have a website then. So we did the website. And
you did a great job with that website, because I think it was with you redesigning the website. It just really took off after that, for sure.
It did. Yeah. It was it was sort of the hub to go to for news and weather and information and events.
Yeah.
Right? Great it is
so
now.
Well done
as
on
well.
That. Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
It was great. And then, of course, Kirk Dixon was the news director here. He worked morning. And so I was his backup newscaster when they found out that I took broadcast journalism at Fanshawe. You and I both went to Fanshawe.
That's right. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. So I took the newsy part of it.
And did you like doing news? What did you think of doing news?
I loved it. I really did. Yep. Yeah, I like the writing part of it as well as the speaking part of it. So it's kind of melded two joys of mine that I really like to do. So it was a lot of fun. And then you got to find out what was going on in the community. You got to go to city council meetings. You got to go to events and report on them and with your little microphone and bring it back and cut it all up and make a story out of it and tell everybody what's going on. So I really enjoyed it. And of course, Kirk Dixon was a mentor. He was a pro, a super duper pro. And
yeah, he was great.
Yeah, and that was back in the day when we had like three newscasters, right? The AM station, and then
yeah,
FM.
This is back, and this was back when CJCS was still AM 1240.
Yeah, yep, that's right. And then we had an afternoon newscaster, and then Mix FM had the morning newscaster. So that was back in the golden days when we had lots of staff, and it was great. So I really enjoyed doing that. Yeah, and then you and I co-hosted one summer when your co-host left the station and they needed to fill the position, and I said, well, I'll do it for July and August, and
I'll only work with him for a couple of months.
Yeah, that's all I can do, for the love of God, please. But man, those mornings were early.
And we had fun. That was a great summer.
That was super fun. Yeah, I love the chatter and coming in at whatever it was, 5 or 5:30, and getting going. Yeah. It was tough with young kids at home, but it was a fun summer. I'll never forget it. I thought it was really a lot of fun. So, and another memory that stood out for me is writing the Orr Heritage Minutes.
Okay,
do you remember that?
Yes. Tell us about that for folks that might not be familiar with that.
So, Orr Insurance would sponsor these 1 minute. segments that would run throughout the day, and there was a little historical minute on something that in Stratford. So, you know, the anything to have to do with, you know, the naming of our streets or our our city flower or you know, the festival, or the river, or the swans, anything like that. So I loved going to our archives when it was downtown beside the library and going in and researching information about Stratford that I could write in a 60-second spot.
Wow. We just chatted with Lloyd Robertson, and Liz, you're reminding me that, you know, Lloyd could do it all in terms of news, broadcasting, that sort of thing. And you were that type of person, too, you know, on the website, researching news and then co-hosting as well. Well, you could do it all.
It was fun. I should have been owner after that, shouldn't I? Really should have, but yeah.
No. Get your bids in.
Yeah, that was really interesting. You know, and I got to also interview Tom Orr, who has since passed on, and he's an amazing historian as well as an insurance salesman, and he knew everything about Stratford, so I got ideas from him on what to write about.
They were a lot of fun. They were the little sort of Stratford heritage minutes, if you will.
Right. Yeah, and they always had the ding of the fire truck. Ding, ding.
That's right. Yeah.
That was, I loved those, and I think we should revisit those.
Okay,
just
there you
saying.
Go.
But yeah, speaking of Lloyd Robertson, of course, he would visit the station when he was in town for speaking engagements or just coming to a play or dinner. So one time about 16 years ago, he came in and I told him I'd love to see the CBC News studio sometime. Well, he invited me. He said, "Will you talk to my gal? Here's her email address."
And now, is this CBC or CTV?
CTV.
CTV, yeah. Okay, yeah. Because, of course, he went from CBC to CTV.
To CTV, CTV, yes. So I did. I got to attend news meetings. I got to sit with him to plan the newscast for the evening.
Oh, my goodness.
Sit beside him while he got his makeup on.
Oh, my gosh.
And we had dinner together at a really nice restaurant. And then I got to sit like 6 feet away from him while he anchored the newscast for that evening. Like, literally, if I put my hand out, my hand would have been in the view of the TV.
That's amazing.
Camera. Yeah, it was really fun. And it's funny, he had his makeup done. And then he said, I'm taking you for dinner. So he went to this nice restaurant. He drove. And he had his napkin tucked under the collar of his white shirt, like a bib. And he said to me, "Liz, I bet you never thought you'd be going out for dinner with a 75-year-old man wearing a bib." I said, "Lloyd, I'll take you any way I can."
I'm just thinking Justin Bieber and the spaghetti incident or something like that with a shirt. But
oh, yeah. He was just a treat and a doll, and I'll never, never forget it. And it was quite an experience that he would just invite this, you know, no-name person to come and spend the entire day with him at CTV in the studios. It was really fun.
Oh, that is awesome. Again, amazing memories with Liz Cooper here at CJCS Radio and also our sister station when the FM, because we were still AM 1240 and then the new FM station in Stratford, which was so exciting.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Mix FM. You were maybe the second DJ on
the
time.
And, yes, just after Rob. Absolutely. It's been a lot. Fun. It's been back and forth and forth and back. Any other memories you want to share? Any other thoughts on our CJCS 100th? Did you think we'd be celebrating our 100th
anniversary? I didn't, you know, and I think when Stephen, Carol, and Ray sold the station, they were the last privately owned radio station in Canada.
At least one of the very few independents time.
Yeah, right. And I drove past the Rotary Complex this weekend. It was the home show, right? And we used to run that. The CJCS, we used to run that home show and book all the vendors and put their ads on the radio, and we had to work those shifts there, and that was fun too. It was a lot of work, but that was another memory.
And again, we hear you with United Way Perth Huron. Of course, it's great to check in weekly with updates and whatnot. So you're still part of the CJCS story, if you will.
I'm so glad I get to come in here when the campaign is on and give you updates. It's fun. I'm really glad to keep that connection up.
All right, and look for Liz on stage. You never know, some theater down the road. Have you gotten the bug again with Anna Green Gables?
It was pretty great. I have to say, I preferred doing the lines rather than the singing because I'm not much of a singer, but it was great to be with that ensemble of ladies. Yeah,
Elizabeth Cooper, she can do it all. What a talent. Liz Cooper helping us to celebrate our 100th anniversary here at CJCS Radio. Liz, thank you so much for the memories, and I know we'll chat soon enough with United Way Perth Huron.
You bet. Thanks for having me.